There's been a grave mistake. Coming soon on Beat. Till death do us part. Find out more tomorrow on Beat. 1 hour for 1,000 euro. This Halloween, are you brave enough to try Beats Coffin Lock-In with City Square Shopping Center, Waterford? Enter now at beats102103.com for your chance to win. We're dying to meet you this Halloween at the Coffin Lock-In with City Square Shopping Center, Waterford, and Beats 102103. City Square Shopping Center, Waterford. Are you brave enough to come visit victim number one?
It is time to meet our very first victim in the coffin lock-in. 1,000 euro for grabs in City Square Shopping Center, Waterford. We have got a dark, creepy room. The coffin is there, and also there right now is Mr. Niall Power. Good morning, Niall.
Good morning, Darren.
How are you?
It is very, 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 very spooky in here, I can tell you at the moment. As if Monday mornings weren't scary enough, I am in a room surrounded by some very dodgy-looking characters. Beat & Son's funeral home is now officially open, I can tell you. So, to set the scene for you, we are here in quite a small, dark room. We've got some various different characters placed around the room, and we've also got our very first victim, who we'll meet in a moment. But just to reset the scene as to why we're here and what's been happening over the last 7 days, you have been applying in your hundreds and hundreds to be a victim for us in our funeral home for the coffin lock-in. And out of that, we've picked a select number of people who are going to get the opportunity this week to join us here and basically to get into our specially created ventilated closed coffin and attempt to stay there for 60 minutes without going over that 60 minutes and attempt to guess how long 60 minutes is, which I think is a really difficult challenge. And the first victim to enter this morning, we should be able to say a quick hi to, is Kieran. How are you feeling?
For your chance to win 1,000 euro this morning, Kieran Walsh was the first victim to get locked in, and Niall Power caught up with him as he was getting out of the coffin. Here's how it went.
A note to my friends and family: the next time I go in one of them, just make sure I'm not coming out again.
What was going through your head the whole time you were in there?
I'm trying to keep an ear out for what's going on around me, and then someone decided to play Knock a Dolly on me coffin.
We were watching on the screen when that happened.
Yeah.
It was a bit of a shock to you.
Just a little bit, yeah. I mean, I don't have much hair left, but if I did, it'd be gone already. I don't even know if I made it or what, but as soon as I started hearing a bit more movement around me, I kind of thought it might be a bit close to the time, so I don't know.
What advice would you give to our next victims? I know, obviously, you don't want them to win, but if you give them any tips, what would it be?
Don't have a plan, because I mean, I had like 40 of them going in there and not one of them worked, because there's just too much going on outside. Just don't mind the spooky children. They're terrifying, but don't mind them.
Dracula, are you happy with the performance of our first victim?
He is a strong-willed one, must say.
You tested him. You sure did test him.
Yes.
Fair play to him. Kieran has now got to wait until Friday's Beat Drive with Andy Mack live from City Square Shopping Centre to see if he was closest to the 60 seconds without going over. And our next victim will enter the lock-in later today. So listen to find out how they do. And if you think that you are brave enough, then you can enter now at beat102103.com.
Holly, it is time for you to exit the coffin.
Oh.
I'm afraid so. You're going to have to come up here. The lid, lads.
Oh no!
You got a little bit too comfortable in there, I think,
yeah,
did you?
Yeah, maybe.
Well, unfortunately, I have to tell you, you hit our limit of 1 hour and 15 minutes, so we had to call the clock
my
on
God.
You. You see, this is the thing. How did your technique work out that you planned? Obviously, not as well as you hoped.
No, I tried to do 12 sets of 300 seconds. But I think I was going in time with the music, which was maybe throwing me off.
Okay. How did you find it? Was it as a. Did it go exactly as you imagined it would be, or did you think that it was slightly more creepier?
It was definitely creepier.
I must say, your reactions were just amazing. There's a crowd outside watching you on the TV.
Oh, no.
The bangs on the coffin, you're laughing, you're just kind of getting freaked out. It was amazing.
Yeah.
It was at one stage the coffin was lifted and you nearly lost your life.
Yeah.
It was hilarious. It was amazing. But you won't go away empty-handed. We've got a 50 euro City Square voucher for you. But unfortunately,
Brilliant.
You won't be returning
Thank
to the finale.
Very much.
Friday evening here at City Square
Thank
in
you
Waterford
very much.
with Andy. Andy Mack. We are going to be finding out who has got themselves that €1,000. Holly, thank you for being an amazing sport and thank you for playing.
Thank you very much.
Ed Sheeran, so on beat.
The Coffin Lock-In on beat.
All right, so City Square Shopping Centre, Waterford, is where it's happening every day this week. We're on to victim number 4, resting in peace for in and around an hour. Make sure she doesn't go over Nicola Byrne. Chris Ward is on the concourse in City Square Shopping Centre in Waterford. We have the coffin cam on in studio. She looks happy enough, Chris.
She does. I think we're probably going to say that's for the time being at best, Andy. She is. So since I spoke to you last, Nicola has gone into the coffin. She's currently in there, so the timer is well and truly underway. And as you mentioned, beat102103.com if you want to check out the coffin cam. It's a camera that's 2/3 of an inch from her nose that you can check out live in real time. And that's gone on right behind me as we speak. So she's in there as we speak. So just looking at the Facebook page, some of the comments coming in from some listeners around the Southeast. Kira Murphy, she's nominating her brother, I presume. No, it's not actually, sorry, it's just a friend, someone else, Jonathan. He says, you'd definitely be great at this because you're a fantastic man when it comes to time. So you're being nominated whether you like it, Jonathan Curran. Magella is being nominated by her sister, Samantha. She says, you could do it. And the reply is an unequivocal, no thanks. Simple as, just no thanks, no. And Lisa says as well, how many people get called into the room before the coffin lock-in happens? So the nominees are selected via our website, beat102103.com, and the contestants are picked at random. So the entries are still open on beat102103.com as well. So that's what's happening as we speak here in City Square Shopping Centre in Waterford. Beat and Son's funeral home. Can we have a chat? Can we hear? Yeah, we can. Okay. Niamh, can you hear me?
Yeah.
She can. You're in the coffin. Are you all right in there, yeah?
Yeah, having the time of my life.
I'm having the time of your life. Okay. How are you know, breathing facilities, and you're there and you're all right and everything's okay in there, yeah?
Yeah, it's not as stuffy as I expected, so that's good.
Okay, fantastic. Well, listen, you're underway. The clock is ticking, so you're aiming for the hour. We'll keep you. We'll keep an eye on how things are going. So, Andy, back to you for the time being. Coffin lock-in, victim number 4 underway here in City Square Shopping.
Yeah, it's funny you're mentioning the air and the breathing and all that. It's probably not a good idea to have a curry or an Irish stew before you go in, really, is it?
Yeah, I'd agree. I'd agree. Probably not.
Anyway, listen, we'll check back in with you later and find out exactly how things are going on. Ghastly experience so far, Nicola Byrne, although it seems to be running pretty okay for her. Don't go over the hour, otherwise you might be disqualified. That is the case this morning with Holly Brown from County Waterford. Anyone's game, really? Keeping all the time secret until Friday, the big reveal, and the big winner will be announced at the Grand at City Square this Friday.
Trish, how you doing?
Hi, Shona. I'm a little bit creeped out. I'm in a cold, dark room in City Square Shopping Centre, sitting beside a coffin.
Yes.
A coffin. What a way to spend a Wednesday morning, eh?
And how is your man?
Yes. He's oddly silent. Not a peep out of him. Michael, how are you feeling in there?
Good.
Yeah?
Very good. Yeah.
A little bit cold?
Yeah, no, it's actually very, very hot.
And obviously, we're not just taking this as a little holiday now. We've been doing some very unnerving things to you.
That's all I can hear.
Yeah? You haven't flinched. Are you want to get a bit queasy or a bit scared or no?
No, I'm just listening for that church bell.
Okay, the church bell that might be in your own head.
It's a long 37 minutes, but we're getting there.
Okay, so you really do have this tactic worked out and you think you've got it.
Well, you just told me I'm right.
No, I didn't say a thing. Didn't give away a thing. Well, I feel like I'm in a horror movie anyway. I don't know about you, Michael, in the coffin. How are you doing?
No, it's good. It is actually a challenge. It's something I've never done. We'll just have to wait and see if I can just get some time.
Okay. Well, look. We'll keep going. I'll sit here flinching and jumping at every sound I hear because at the moment there are ghouls hanging over my head. Dracula is creeping me out in the corner. And this is all for a grand. Michael, fair play to you.
Thanks
fair
very much. Play.
1 hour for €1,000.
It is actually quite scary. If you're any way scared of it at all, it will frighten you. The ghouls and everything outside it probably don't help your case as regard a strategy trying to guess the time.
What a play. We lock you in a coffin and you have to guess when your 60 minutes is up. Go over the hour and any hope of bagging the cash will be, well, dead. We're dying to meet you at the Coffin Lock-In with City Square Shopping Center, Waterford, and Beats 102-103.
Alright, so victim number six is in. He sees a bit of a little twitchy nose in there. There will be distractions, as he mentioned. You see, what you're trying to do when you go into the coffin for the lock-in, you want to stay in there for as close to 60 minutes as possible. It's easier said than done. You can have all the techniques you want, but once Dracula starts banging on the coffin, the mysterious sound effects come running at you, you can lose track of time. Not as easy as things. We wish David Hartley, so victim number six, well. And we're going to be chatting to Dave Cronin real soon again from City Square Shopping Centre in Waterford to find out exactly how it's going for him. More tunes on the way as well. It's 5:45 on the drive.
Beat 102, 103.
Jonas Blue next.
Music now. This is Beats.
Victim number seven is going to be going into the coffin before the end of this show this morning. However, we're looking ahead to later this afternoon and victim number eight. And Shane Gorman is from Carlow and he's on the line. Shane, how are you?
I'm not so bad, don't.
Hey, Shane.
Did you sleep all right last night?
Yeah, good on sleep.
Yeah. Now, tell us why you entered this.
Test myself. And money, obviously.
Money! Yeah. Show me the money! But do you think you're going to be any good at it?
I don't know. I'm just going to wing it and see what happens.
Well, at least so you're no honest. Strategy. I'm just going to wing it. There's no strategy here, is there, in terms of working out in your head what 60 minutes is?
No, I'm either going to try to count to 3,600 seconds or just going to wait it out and just see whatever. I think an hour or something.
Yeah. See, the problem with the counting, some people have tried that this week with green bottles and all manner of things, but there's a lot of noise and distraction going on in that room.
Yeah, we couldn't make it easy for you, you know?
So it's hard to keep the counting up and there's music playing and you tend to count to the beat, which isn't an exact second. And it's tough going, I have to say. But you're confident that you can wing it and hopefully do it in under 60 minutes?
Yeah, hopefully anyway.
Okay, well Shane, we'll see you later this afternoon.
Callum Scott dancing on my own. It's 8:44 on Friday's Beat Breakfast.
The Coffin Lock-In on Beat. Live from City Square Shopping Centre, Waterford. Are you brave enough to come visit?
Niall Power is live in City Square and it seems our latest victim has entered the coffin. Morning, Niall, what's happening?
Hey, are you watching on Coffin Cam at the moment?
We are. Yes.
As the kids today say, brows and lashes are on fleek.
We were only commenting on that. I think people have learned as the week goes on that the Coffin Cam is not the most flattering at all. So whatever you can do, and I have to say, Deborah Kelly from Kilkenny, fantastic job on the eyelashes and the eyes this morning. Deborah, are you still with us?
I am, yeah.
We sound very muffled. How are things in there? Describe how you're feeling.
A bit anxious there, but I'll be grand.
What a lot of people don't realise is what's going on around when we're not live on air. The music, the noises. Is it a little bit off-putting?
Oh, it is, definitely.
Dracula, if I could speak to you for the moment. It's your last day here today. How are things going for you?
I'm surprised at how well all of the victims have done so far.
Well, some of them have fallen asleep, so maybe you're not being scary enough. Maybe you need to up the ante a little bit here.
This one will be easy to break.
Oh, Deborah, I'm sorry. I've provoked him now. Okay, look, Deborah has gone in the last few minutes. She's going to try and last the 60 minutes to get as close as she can to it because we're into the final day now. So really, it's all still to play for. The money is there for the taking. You can watch the Coffin Cam at beat102103.com.
City Square Shopping Centre, Waterford. Are you brave enough to come visit?
Ooh, 11 people in total have been brave enough to come and visit. Things are starting to get pretty tense here at Beat and Son's Coffin Lock-In, the live grand finale. All 11 contestants have spent some time in the coffin in the company of our charming Dracula over there over the last week. Some have stayed longer than others. In fact, three of those were so cozy inside the coffin that they went over the 60 minutes and they went out. But
eeny, meeny, miny, moe. It's time for you to go.
Oh dear. Dracula has just pointed at James Bishop from Butlerstown of Waterford. James, how are you, my man?
Not too bad, thanks.
Probably want to know your time. 52 minutes 20 seconds earlier. Wasn't good enough. These two have done it a little bit better, so thanks for taking part. Thank you, Dracula. Okay, so James is out of here, so which means we're down to the final two. These two, Deirdre Doyle, and also the other lady in this, Deirdre Doyle from Michael in County Carlow, and of course yourself as well, Deborah Kelly. We'll find out which one of them came closest to the hour inside the coffin after this.
The Coffin Lock-In. The Coffin Lock-In. On Beat. Live from City Square Shopping Centre, Waterford. Are you brave enough to come visit?
I'll tell you what I am at the minute, right? I'm extremely on edge. How are you feeling, girls?
Same as
yourself.
Very nervous.
Same as myself, right? I'd say the coolest guy in here at the moment is Dracula, right? So it's been a bit of a run all right this week. All about counting the minutes this week here at Beat and Son's Funeral Home, but we are just seconds away from revealing which one of you two girls, Deirdre Doyle or Deborah Kelly, is the outright winner of the Coffin Lock-In 2016. How are you all feeling outside? All right. All right. Okay, so Deborah Kelly from Kilkenny and Deirdre Doyle from Carlow. Let me tell you girls, the winner of Beat's Coffin Lock-In 2016 with City Square Shopping Centre Waterford is... One of you guys did it in a time of 53 minutes... 28 seconds. One of you, though, did it in a time. Check this right. 57 minutes and 37 seconds. So, after all the wait, the winner of the 1,000 euro in cash is... Deborah Kelly from Johnswell Road in Kilkenny. Let's hear it for Deborah. Deborah, how are you feeling, girl? Commiserations to Deirdre.
No problem, thank you.
You've been fantastic. A gracious, well, you're not a loser because you've done a fantastic time, a fantastic job earlier this week. Deborah, how are you feeling, girl?
Great. Deirdre's actually from down the road from me back home. I didn't meet her until today, so sorry, Deirdre, but yeah, I'm feeling great.
You're watching her live. She's going to say, we're going to share the money.
I'll see her out in Kilkenny tonight. Now that I know she lives there, I'll buy her a drink for commiseration.
What are you going to do with the cash? It's Halloween weekend. You're going to go a bit mad.
Probably, but I've also got, you know, a root canal, etc. All the sensible stuff to pay for. So, yeah, we'll do that first and then we'll go for a few drinks.
You were on the radio with me yesterday evening. You had a little plan. You kind of rehearsed it the other night with your mates, didn't you?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah. Denise, yeah. Me, yeah. It was just a bit of a counting distraction plan, but it obviously helped. So thank you very much, Denise.
You hear the way she says it. It obviously helped. It's just scored you €1,000. Deborah Kelly, well done.
Thank you very much.
Well done, Deborah. Outright winner of the Coffin Lock-In 2016 here on Beat. Delighted for you, girl.
Coffin Lock-In with City Square Shopping Centre, Waterford, and Beat 102-103.